The new school year starts next week, and area educators are hoping this year's innovations will turn last year's disruptions into distant memories. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
We're looking forward to a very vanilla year this year.
It's not that Santa Rosa County School Superintendent Tim Rosdick has anything against the other flavors in the ice cream aisle. It's just that last year had a little more flavor than educators were expecting.
Last year was such a difficult year because there was so much legislative impact that transpired during the school year.
Rosdick pointed to last year's end of course assessments being postponed, as well as it being the first year for the FSA test. He says he's confident that last year's lessons will make this year much smoother. Over in Escambia County, Superintendent Malcolm Thomas is equally upbeat for the new year. He says some finishing touches have been put on some of the county's newest facilities.
Well, we moved into the two newest schools, Souter Elementary and Ernest Ward, during the second semester of last year. We were doing some of the final touch-up work. For example, at Souter, we had to finish the parking lot and their covered play area. We had some band and agricultural facility up at Ernest Ward that had to be complete. Those are all done. The great news for the parents at Souter is there will be a parking lot.
And those physical changes are just the beginning. Thomas says changes in the way students learn will accelerate this year.
A lot of changes. We're moving to something called Vision 2020. We put together a plan where between now and the next 3 years, every student grade 3 through 12 will have a Chromebook, which is a laptop type of computer. We're going to use those devices to enhance students' learning. We're going to put students in position where they have to design, create, build, produce, because the most important thing that happens in our classroom is learning. That means we're going to de-emphasize some of the local district testing. Obviously, we're going to have to take the state test as the summative measure, but we're going to de-emphasize the local assessments that were summative in nature, put the power back in the hands of the teachers to create what we're calling probes that will help form the basis for their instruction based on what a student knows and what they need to know. Let it happen at the classroom level. Get that engagement and let the learning take place.
Malcolm Thomas also says there will be added emphasis on arts education during the school year.
We believe that there are some students that will learn academic areas much faster and retain it longer if we incorporate it into those art areas.
The arts will also be front and center in Santa Rosa County, where they're adding an A for art to their STEM education, making it STEAM.
We will ask students to think like an artist as they program their lessons and as they walk through those learning activities, and art will become a vital part of it, not just as a 30-minute segment during the elementary day, or as a class separate from mathematics. We will take art and infuse it into the classroom setting in all subject areas. It's a very interdisciplinary approach. We're not discounting the need for math, science, and technology, not at all. But what we are saying is that art is kind of the seasoning that holds all those things together.
And another thing that brings educators across the state together is the situation with state testing. At this point, no one really knows where things stand.
I have no idea. And that's why we're going to try to alter the culture of our school system that we're not worried about that anymore. We can't get answers from DOE. We can no longer sit here and be paralyzed. That's not fair to our students and our families. We need to get back to the business of teaching. So if the state gets their act together and they have a test and they can get cut scores, we'll take the test. They can give us a school grade. They'll give us accountability. But what I'm excited about is the opportunity to get back to the business of learning that is not necessarily overemphasizing the test.
And in addition to the questions about testing in Santa Rosa County, there's still the issue of a teacher's contract. Superintendent Rosdick says he's hoping the situation can be settled soon.
Our desire, and certainly the board's, is to get teachers their money quickly, very quickly. And we've tried to do that now for over a year. And unfortunately, we're sitting at an impasse situation with a special magistrate coming in. Certainly is not our desire to string this out into a full-blown hearing. And certainly, if that were the case, it's going to be October, November before they get what they rightly deserve. I and the board certainly are sitting ready to resolve this right now.
But no matter when that contract situation is settled, come Monday morning, the buses will be on the road and the doors will be open for a new school year here on the Western Panhandle. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.